Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This interview is sponsored by a new and standout destination in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by longtime healthcare professionals Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora blends advanced technology with personalized care to help you feel your best. Whether it's whole body cryotherapy to reduce inflammation, an infrared sauna to detox and relax, LED light therapy to recharge at the cellular level, or assisted stretching to improve mobility, Alora has something for everybody. Their mission to provide science-backed wellness in a calm, welcoming space. Whether you're recovering from a tough workout, managing stress, or just investing in your long-term health, Alora is your modern approach to feeling better mind, body, and soul. Stop by 821 C Highway 12 right across from Kroger or explore more at AloraModernWellness.com.
SEC Media Days live here in Atlanta, Georgia at the College Football Hall of Fame. I'm joined now by Brennan Thompson, Mississippi State wide receiver. I'm going to start you off with just a simple, easy question. Are you the fastest player in college football?
I would say so. Yes, sir.
Just straight up.
I'm very confident in my abilities, my skill set. Obviously, there's a lot of fast college football players out there, but you know, I'm definitely going to race it. We can race it, but my confidence is never going to fall short of that. And so, I feel like every time I step on the field, I'm the fastest out there.
I'm going to tell you a little trick I do when people talk about being fast is I'll say, like, I'll race you for $20, and then we run, and I don't ever win, but I didn't say I'd win. I said I would race you for $20.
Right.
So if you would be all like, okay, I'll smoke this guy. And then I went up to the finish line, I'm like, give me my $20. So I'm just going to put that in your pocket if you ever want to make a little side cash.
There you go. Yeah, you got to watch the words, man.
And I know you're a married man. Is that correct?
I am.
Correct. So, you know, I mean, we need money.
Oh, I mean, everything we can get.
Every time.
Everything we can get.
How do you balance being a college football player and being a husband?
I feel like my wife makes it extremely easy for me. I feel like we obviously you know, she goes to work, I go to, you know, practice, school, whatever it might be. And so, yeah, we do have some different lifestyles, but at the same day, you know, we come home together, we, you know, pray together, we worship God together. And so I feel like keeping him at our cornerstone of our relationship and everything we do helps with everything. And so, yeah, she's a great woman. Couldn't be happier to marry, you know, her. And she makes my life easy. So it's been great.
You came here from Oklahoma. You were previously at Texas. So you're on both sides of that incredible rivalry.
Right.
What is that like, making that switch?
You know, it was crazy, you know, but I feel like God put me in that position, and so I'm not going to tell him no. And so it's been great. I've been blessed to be a part of Texas and blessed to be a part of Oklahoma, and now I'm just where my feet are here at Mississippi State.
I swear if you go to Ole Miss next year, I'm going to be really mad.
No, it's the last one.
Yeah,
we're going out with a bang.
What is it about this offense that makes it so easy to be a productive wide receiver? Because every year in this offense, I told Levy this before, there's some receiver who's going to catch 70, 80 passes for close to 1,000 yards. It could be you. It could be Anthony Evans. Could be Aiden Williams this year. It was Kevin Coleman last year. What is it about this offense that makes it so wide receiver friendly?
I think just the speed we play with, the concepts we call, the route recognition, you know, within the system. I feel like it's all plays a part of it. Obviously, Coach Levy, you know, calling the plays, you know, that starts there. And just being able to execute. I feel like, you know, we all execute. Someone's, you know, bound to have that. And so I'm excited, man. It's been great. You know, obviously been in this system for a couple years. And so it's just, like I said, playing fast, slinging the rock, everybody doing their 1 of 11. You know, somebody's going to have one of those years, maybe a couple people. And so that's the goal for this year.
The transfer portal, obviously you go in there, you have the connection with Jeff Lebby. What was that process like from the time you entered the portal to the time you commit to Mississippi State?
It was a little hectic, but I kind of knew where my options were lying. And so, you know, when Lebby reached out, when I was in the portal, it was kind of a no-brainer for me. You know, I've obviously been in the system before, played with him at Oklahoma, so I knew everything he was about. I knew what I was getting. I knew I was getting a great head coach, but I also knew I was getting a great guy as well. And so that's just something that I felt like my heart was leading to, and that's where I ended up choosing.
What's the biggest difference between Jeff Lebby as an offensive coordinator and Jeff Lebby as a head coach?
I mean, I feel like he's a little more I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard to say. I feel like he's the same guy. Obviously, he has a bigger role now, so he's obviously attending to some defense stuff, special teams. He's doing more of that as well. But at the end of the day, he's the offensive coordinator, and he calls plays really well. But now he's a head coach, and so not only does he have to call plays offensively, but he also has to be on the defense side of the ball too and, you know, really bring this team together. And so it's exciting to see how he's gone from an OC to a head coach and really – you know, flourishing his career and bringing everyone together as one and really pushing this team forward, I'm excited.
What can this offense be this year? How good can it?
It can be dangerous. I feel like we can be as good as we want to be. I feel like we can win as many games as we want to win. Like I said, it's going to be, you know, the grind. It's going to be, you know, can we all live and can we all execute? Can we all play to our full potential each week? And so, you know, I'm excited to just get out there and attack the day, you know, with the guys.
How quick was the connection with Blake Chapin with you?
Quick. It was pretty quick. You know, I got to campus in January, and, you know, it was pretty immediate, you know, along with Isaac as well. And they've been some great guys, great role models, great leaders. And, they, you know, we're all trying to get this team to where it needs to go.
We talked about the wide receiver group on my podcast earlier this week, and the terminology we're using is there's not a ton of returning production, but there's a lot of returning potential with you, with Anthony Evans, with Williams, with Allen. These are guys who, you know, they haven't maybe haven't had that full opportunity yet. How good can that group be?
It can be amazing. Like I said, it can be as good as we want to be. It's all going to be on us. Mm-hmm. You know, the coaches can't play the game for us, so it's all going to be on, you know, how well do we execute on Saturdays, mm-hmm. and how much work can we put in to get to that Saturday.
One thing I find interesting about Coach Levy's offense is that a player of, you know, you're not the biggest wide receiver.
Right.
But you play on the outside.
No doubt.
You're normally, in a, like college football, you would think, okay, you're going to be a slot receiver, but you're not in this offense. Why is that?
I feel like I play bigger than what I am. I feel like I really block the perimeter well. Mm-hmm. And so that helps as well. You know, and I've had to learn that skill over the last 4 years. You know, just being able to go, you know, go on that deep ball and go get it on the outside, you know, whether that's man coverage, someone wants to walk down and go get that ball or whatever it may be. But I feel like I could play anywhere on the field and be dangerous anywhere on the field.
Is learning how to block the toughest part of being a wide receiver, coming out of high school especially, I have to imagine?
Yeah, it can be, especially for someone that's not 205, 210. Mm-hmm. It definitely can be, but it's all in effort. You know, you can – it's all effort. It really is. And so just learning how to, you know, set yourself up for success is huge. You know, body positions, everything. But then, you know, just having the grit, having the toughness to go really get the job done, you know, no matter how hard it is.
If you had to grade the corners and the safeties and who's the hardest to block, who is it?
Oh, man, probably Isaac Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's probably a linebacker. He doesn't
yeah,
count.
Yeah, he's definitely probably the hardest to block for sure.
You know, I don't know if you know this or not. I'm sure he's a very humble guy, and he would never talk about himself like this. But Chad Bumpus, you know, your position coach, he does hold the Mississippi State record for touchdown catches in a season. Has he ever brought that up?
I believe it's 12.
Yes.
And I believe I'm going to try to get 13.
Okay. Guys, so, I wanted to know if you were going to erase him from the record books.
Oh, yeah. He knew that coming in January that I was already on that. So, yeah, he knows everything that I'm trying to go get.
What is it like to play for a coach that played your position at this school in the SEC? So he has that knowledge of what it takes to play at this level.
No doubt. I think it's great. You know, obviously getting coached by a guy that's done it is always amazing. He's been great to not only me but the whole room and this whole team. So he's been amazing.
Where are you from originally?
Spearman, Texas.
All right. I'm a barbecue guy. Are you?
Huge barbecue guy.
Brisket?
Brisket.
Ribs?
Beef ribs.
Sausage?
Sausage.
Turkey?
Turkey. Chicken.
What's the best barbecue in Texas?
Like if place?
Yeah, we're going to – if I'm like, we can go anywhere you want to go.
Terry Black's.
I've been.
Terry Black's. I'm going to Terry Black's. Yeah, that's probably where I'm going.
Yeah. Do you cook out on the weekends?
I do,
when you have free time?
I do, yeah. I just got some beef ribs at the house, so I'm looking forward to
Logan,
smoking them.
Logan, we're going to Brennan's house this weekend. We're having beef ribs.
Yeah,
I'll bring some sides.
I did a brisket last weekend for the guys, and so that was pretty cool. My first time doing a brisket,
right,
so
we're out on football talk at this point. I never want to do brisket because I feel like I like to leave it to the pros. And yeah. I the one time I've done it, it's like it's just not. I'll do a pork butt. I'll
right.
do some ribs, but
right.
brisket. But you did one.
I did one. Yeah, I did it overnight in the pellet grill, and it came out good.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous.
Yeah,
of you. You got a pellet grill too?
I do, man. I got
this
Blackstone. I'm outside. I'm barbecuing. I'm cooking.
You're already like full husband mode. How long have you been married?
Who got married in May? So not long, but
okay. Yeah. I mean, you got the black. You know what the Blackstone is, though, right? That's the wife's way of getting you to cook breakfast
outside.
Every day.
Oh yeah,
like,
outside.
Oh, just cook it on the Blackstone. You don't realize you've been co-opted, and now you're making eggs every day.
Correct.
That's all right.
It's okay.
That's all right. I know the goals for the season, you know, you want to win as many games as you can. Mm-hmm. Individually, do you try to set your own goals?
I do and I don't at the same time. And the reason I don't is because, you know, it's always there in the picture for me. It's always kind of in the back of my mind, but it's all about this team. Mm-hmm. You know, if we go 1-0 each week,
yeah,
whatever my, you know, success is individually is going to come from going 1-0 each week as a team. And so I always tell our guys that, you know, in our room is, man, we go 1-0 each week. We're all going to like where we're at the end of this. And so that's just been something I've been preaching. Coach Levy's been preaching. Coach Bump's been preaching. Just 1-0 each week.
One thing I like about Coach Levy's offense, because I'm an old man and I love to run the football, but I don't think enough people realize that this offense at its heart is a running offense.
Right.
And that the big plays in the passing game come because of the mismatches the running game commits. When you think about this running back room, you know, that's a really deep room with Devon and with Fluff and with Johnny Daniels. Only one football to go around between those guys, between all the guys in the receiver room. Do you feel like you're confident that everybody's going to get the touches that they want?
Yeah, no doubt. I feel like, you know, like you said, the running game opens up the passing game, vice versa. And so I feel like I said, we all have to do our part. It all starts up front to begin with, you know, and then it goes to Blake's hands. And then so, you know, we all have to do our 1 of 11, and we're all like where we're at.
As a leader, do you feel like you, even as a new face, do you feel like you've taken on a leadership role?
No doubt. And I feel like I came in, you know, and have been on, you know, that leadership role since I came in. That was something that, you know, I was starting to kind of learn at OU how to really do. And because it's not easy. You know, I feel like you really have to learn how to lead.
Yeah.
And, you know, not every guy can take the same criticism or take the amount of criticism. So you have to really learn and get close with each guy so you really know how to lead. I feel like being a leader, you got to know your guys. You got to know who you're talking to, because each guy you may need to be led a little different. And so just continuing to learn the guys, continuing to help lead this team, it's been awesome.
We got about 15 seconds left. Tell me, one thing people don't know about Vernon Thompson that they're going to know.
Oh, one thing. I love to cook, which we already covered. Love to barbecue, but I love the outdoors. Love to fish. My wife has actually caught a bigger fish than me, so we're still working on getting that get back. But, yeah, I love the outdoors. Love to fish.
We'll make it work. Brennan Thompson, Mississippi State. We'll be back at SEC Media Days.
Thank you.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.